Coseki Sports. First, we'll start with the boys' state basketball tournament as yesterday's action continued with semifinal play. After entering the state tournament as an eighth seed, St. Albert is just one win away from a state championship. The Falcons raced out to a 13-point second quarter lead as they cruised to a 70-52 win over West Hancock yesterday in a Class 1A state semifinal round game. Travis Miller helped St. Albert get off to a quick start. He finished with a game-high 24 points.
Well, it's huge when I hit them early. Gives me confidence for the rest of the game, knowing that I've already hit a couple, so I can hit some more.
West Hancock rallied in the second half, and they got to within one before the Falcons pulled away in the fourth quarter.
Just extremely proud. Okay, extremely proud how this coaching staff came together. These players have come together and execute what we asked them to do. And you saw it out there today, guys knocking down big shot after big shot. And so, as a coach, I'm just as proud as heck as these young men up here.
That's St. Albert coach Dale Scott. The Falcons held West Hancock to under 32% from the three-point line, including 5 of 18 in the second half.
We looked at the stats. That was the second most attempts in the state of Iowa, so we knew that's what they were going to come out and do. So we talked about maintaining long rebounds, and I thought we did a real good job with the long rebounds. And just as far as the adjustments, just coming out and contesting threes. And I really thought in the second half we did a good job contesting threes and settling down in the 13 zone, which for, again, tonight was a better matchup for us than going straight man.
Yeah, West Hancock attempted 55 shots in the game. 38 were from the three-point line. West Hancock coach Brian Peterson says one of the keys was St. Albert's dominance on the glass.
The one stat that sticks out that we knew was going to be tough, and we talked about you get out rebounded 44-26. You make the game tougher than it needs to be from that point.
Connor Sonius had 17 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists to lead West Hancock. The Falcons move on. They'll take on South O'Brien in the 1A championship game, and that'll get underway tonight in Des Moines, as South O'Brien was a 65-56 winner over Gladbrook Rhinebeck yesterday in the other 1A semi. In the 2A semis yesterday, Western Dubuque defeated Pella Christian 51-36, while Western Christian beat Anamosa 69-48. In the 3A semis, Wallard Catholic over Sheraton 68-46. Cedar Rapids Xavier beat Pella 70-65. Busy day today in Des Moines at the state boys' tourney. It'll start at 10 o'clock this morning with a 1A consolation game, West Hancock facing Gladbrook Rhinebeck. The 2A consolation game will follow this morning, Pella Christian playing Anamosa. The 4A semifinals are set for the afternoon session today with Pleasant Valley taking on West Des Moines Valley and Cedar Falls playing Iowa City West. Then the 1A championship game set for tonight at 6:05 as St. Albert will play South O'Brien for the title. In the 2A championship game tonight at 8:05, Western Dubuque will face Western Christian, all in Des Moines. Iowa's made a habit of suffering embarrassing losses at the Big Ten Conference basketball tournament, and Thursday was no different as the frustration spilled over to the postgame news conference, where a reporter asked Iowa guard Mike Gasell what the Hawkeyes were trying to do on the final play, which led to a game-clinching turnover.
What was the play call, specifically on the one with 4 seconds left when you were under your basket passing in to Don?
It's none of your business what the play call was.
Yeah.
It's none of your business what the play call was. Period.
Iowa rallied from 11 down to tie the game, but once again they failed to make the needed plays down the stretch in a 68-66 loss to Illinois.
You know, I was proud of our intensity level and our effectiveness, in that sense. When you're a senior, I think you should realize that everything's different. Tournament play is different. It just is. And you got to be ready.
Peter Jock and Jared Utoff combined to score 50 points, but they needed help, and the Hawkeyes finished the game with 18 turnovers.
You know, we out-rebound them. You know, I thought our assist-to-turnover ratio in the first half was terrific. But like I said, I mean, we missed a ton of shots, and we have 18 turnovers. You know, you can't win a tournament game, turn the ball over 18 times. Can't.
Iowa's 21-10 with that loss yesterday as they drop out of the Big Ten tourney. They'll sit and wait for their assignment in the NCAA tournament this weekend. Elsewhere in Big Ten Conference second round play yesterday, Michigan beat Northwestern in overtime 72-70. Ohio State beat Penn State 79-75. Nebraska topping Wisconsin by a score of 70-58. In the Big 12 Conference Tournament in Kansas City, Buddy Hield scored 39 points, and sixth-ranked Oklahoma held off a late rally by Iowa State to post a 79-76 win in the quarterfinal round of that Big 12 Conference Tournament.
I mean, you could look at a lot of different things, but I was proud of our guys' effort and resiliency throughout the game. And so now we just got to get back home and get rested up and get ready to make a good run in the tournament.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. Senior George Niang led the rally for the Cyclones as Niang scored 25 of his team-high 31 points in the second half.
I'm really, you know, upset, you know, obviously being in the Big 12 for 4 years and, you know, going out like this obviously stings, but, you know, the competition that goes on in the Big 12 is obviously special and something that I'll miss, but this one obviously hurts and stings, but, you know, this team will bounce back.
The Cyclones fall to 21-11, and that loss ends Iowa State's bid for a third straight Big 12 Conference Tournament title. Also in quarterfinal round play in the Big 12 yesterday, Baylor beat Texas 75-61. Kansas over Kansas State 85-63. West Virginia beat TCU 86-66. In other conference tournament play yesterday in the American Athletic Conference first round, South Florida beat East Carolina 71-66. Tulane over Central Florida 65-63. In the Atlantic 10 Conference second round, Richmond over Fordham 70-55. George Washington beat St. Louis 73-65. UMass over Rhode Island 67-62. Davidson beat LaSalle 78-63. In the ACC quarterfinals, North Carolina over Pittsburgh 88-71. Notre Dame knocks off Duke in overtime 84-79. Virginia beat Georgia Tech 72-52. Miami over Virginia Tech 88-82. In the Big East Conference quarterfinals, it was Villanova over Georgetown 81-67. Providence beat Butler 74-60. Xavier over Marquette 90-72. Seton Hall topping Creighton 81-73. Also in Big Sky Conference quarterfinal play, Weber State, North Dakota, Montana, Idaho all were winners yesterday. In the Big West Conference first round, UC Santa Barbara, Hawaii, Cal Irvine, and Long Beach State all advanced. Conference USA quarterfinal winners, Western Kentucky, Old Dominion, Middle Tennessee, and Marshall. In the Mid-American Conference quarterfinals, Akron, Bowling Green, Ohio, and Buffalo all move on. In the Mideastern Athletic Conference quarterfinals, South Carolina State and Savannah State both were winners. Mountain West Conference quarterfinals saw San Diego State, Nevada, Fresno State, and Colorado State all post victories. In the Pac-12 Conference quarterfinals, it was Oregon over Washington 83-77. Arizona beat Colorado 82-78. Utah downing Southern Cal 80-72. California beat Oregon State 76-68. In the SEC second round, it was Florida over Arkansas, 68-61. Tennessee beat Vanderbilt, 67-65. Alabama topping Mississippi, 81-73. Georgia beat Mississippi State, 79-69. In the Southland Conference second round, Houston Baptist and Sam Houston State both move on. Southwestern Athletic Conference quarterfinals saw Jackson State and Southern University both post victories. Sunbelt Conference first round action, South Alabama and Texas State both were winners. And in the Western Athletic Conference first round, Missouri, Kansas City, Cal State, Bakersfield, and Seattle all move on with victories. The Ivy League will join the list of conferences with postseason basketball tournaments. The league will add men's and women's conference tournaments for the 2017 season that will determine automatic berths for the NCAA tournament. The Ivy League had traditionally sent its regular season champion on to the tourney. Eddie Jordan is out as coach after three seasons as the men's basketball coach at Rutgers. They went just 7-25 this season with one win in conference play. Jordan held the job for three seasons and was 29-68. The NCAA will distribute an extra $200 million to Division I schools in the spring of 2017 to be used by members for funding benefits for athletes. The NCAA announced that its Board of Governors had approved the one-time supplemental distribution. Athletics departments can use the money to help pay for full cost of attendance scholarships and provide unlimited meals for athletes. Schools can also create endowments and start or expand health care and academic programs. In NFL news, the Raiders have agreed to a four-year, $40 million deal with former Kansas City cornerback Sean Smith. His agent confirmed the deal. Smith has allowed opponents to catch fewer than 60% of passes for all seven of his NFL seasons and gives the Raiders the starter they need alongside David Amerson. The Chiefs have begun to announce their wave of free agent signings, starting with veteran linebacker Tamba Hali and defensive tackle Jay Howard. Ali agreed to a 3-year deal to remain with Kansas City on Tuesday, while Howard reached a 2-year deal to stay with the Chiefs on Wednesday. The Falcons have re-signed defensive end Adrian Claiborne to a 2-year contract and have added former Miami end Derek Shelby with a 4-year deal. A day after making former Cleveland center Alex Mack the NFL's highest-paid player at his position, the Falcons turned their attention to shoring up their pass rush. And in baseball news, St. Louis Cardinals shortstop Johnny Peralta has undergone surgery for a left thumb injury that likely will be keeping him sidelined for about 10 to 12 weeks. Manager Mike Matheny anticipates Peralta will return to the team's spring training site in Jupiter, Florida in a few days. That surgery took place in St. Louis after Peralta got a second opinion. Matheny said he hasn't heard an exact date for Peralta's return to action and will have a better idea when the Cardinals consult with the surgeon. Off-season acquisition Jed Jerko is likely to get the first chance to fill in at shortstop. The Cardinals also have utility man Greg Garcia and a prospect Almides Diaz in camp. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislaw at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.